Hi, thank you for coming. I'm Qing Ying from Cognitive Services Speech Team. Today, my colleague Xiao Zhou and I will introduce very exciting new feature for text-to-speech. Before we start, let's watch a video.
You've got an email from Henry. Do you want me to read it?
Welcome back, Cherry. What can I do for you today?
There is heavy traffic congestion today. You should leave 20 minutes early.
I'm glad this helps. Have a good day.
Turn left onto Riverside Drive.
Once upon a time, there was a princess who lived in a castle made of roses.
In the era of AI, your voice is your brand. A natural and unique voice improves user experience and customer engagement. Microsoft Text-to-Speech Service enables your application to talk with over 75 voices in more than 45 locales. Using the new custom voice models, you can further create a one-of-a-kind, recognizable brand voice. To customize your voice agent, simply record and upload training data, and Microsoft creates a unique voice font tuned to your recording. You can get started with just a few hundred recorded sentences. As the amount of recorded speech uploaded increases, the more natural the voice becomes. Your customized voice models are fully integrated with Microsoft Speech Services on the cloud. You can easily test your voice models and integrate them into your solutions with an API across all platforms. Your one-of-a-kind voice experience is available now. Give it a try today.
Okay, so some of you may already learn that this year we are unifying all speech services, all speech features into one offering. So that means you can call text-to-speech, speech-to-text, speech translation with just one key. And with the new speech service, we are announcing two key new features. First, we have two new voices available in our voice font library. And second, we are releasing a net new feature that can enable you to build your own voice font. How many of you are familiar with text-to-speech API or you already use it? Okay, good. For those who are not familiar with text-to-speech, we offer an API that you can use it to convert your text into audio and enable your application to talk. We support 48 languages with a choice of 80 voices. So we have seen a lot of people using the service to enable their applications to talk, to improve accessibility, use it for chatbots, for call centers, for audio books, and of course, like in-car navigation. So you may know that the voice creation process is well designed for different scenarios and different characters. So each voice is unique. A good voice for reporting news in a professional or sophisticated style may not be a good choice for a chatbot, while more casual and a more conversational, more relaxed style is expected. So with that in mind, now we are adding two new voices to the big voice library. And let me introduce you to this new guy voice. I have two samples here.
Today it's going to be sunny and mild.
Another
Larg.
One.
This will pass. This will pass. This will pass.
As you can tell, this voice is kind of energetic, positive, and it's a young man, and it's good for used in conversations. Let me show this voice in a demo app, to see what he is good at. Guy, play a quiz game.
Welcome to the Bing Weekly News Quiz. I'm Guy, your host. Alrighty, let's play. I'll give you two questions. Just say one, two, or three to answer.
Good luck.
First question. Barbara Streisand made headlines for cloning what? Is it 1, herself, 2, her dog, or 3, her cat?
I don't know this one, so I have to guess. It's a 1.
Uh-oh.
The correct answer is 2, her dog.
Okay,
next question. What animal has become endangered due to warmer seas? Is it 1, Loch Ness Monster, 2, King Penguin, or 3, Dungeness Crab?
2.
Bingo.
King Penguin is correct. That's it. Let's see how you did. Not bad. You got 1 out of 2 questions right.
Okay. So, to use this voice in your application is really easy. You just need to specify the endpoint and the voice name. As you can see in this sample code, you just use a few lines of code, and you can easily make this guy voice talk to you. And chatbot is really for every company, everyone. As you were in the Satya's keynote this Monday, as Satya said in his keynote, every company will build their own branded agents. So how do you make your agent different than the hundreds of thousands of agents? Customization is the core to make the agent unique and designed for your requirement, meet your work scenario, and of course, with your data secured. This is why we brought this custom voice, where you can easily customize the voice and build your own voice front. So we have been talking to customers who want to build their chatbots for their customer care scenarios, and they said, hey, I want a branded voice so we can improve customer attachments. There are also requests from like audio producers, audiobook producers. They want to use different character voice so they can play different roles in their stories. And there are hospitals who talk to us who want to build chatbots with their doctors speaking, so their patients could listen to their doctor's instructions and explanations for their health condition to help them go through difficulties or pains. So these are all very good scenarios for using custom voice, and that was not supported with existing voice offerings before. Now, with Microsoft Custom Voice Platform, this is very easy. Let me explain to you the four steps that you need to customize your voice. First, you need to prepare a set of training data sets. The training data set consists of two parts. One is the recorded voices. The second is the matching transcripts. To produce a good TTS voice, it's critical that the voice recorded is consistent, not only in the speech rate, pitch, volume, but also in the expression style. And also, you need to make sure the transcripts is accurate, it's 100% accurate. It matches the words spoken in your audio. And you just upload the data in our online training platform, then we will create a voice font customized to your data. This is just a click away, and we will build different voice fonts based on your size of data. And we can come back to that in our next slide. With a customized model, you can test it with your own test, and you can listen to the audio to see how similar it is to your original recording and how intelligible it is, how natural it is. When you are good with the voice, you can then deploy it to our text-to-speech service. Then you will get a unique endpoint. So for the normal TTS service, you just call the default voice fonts. You pick one from the 80 voice fonts we have. And if you want to use your own customized voice font, you just specify the custom endpoint with the voice font name you created for yourself. So this is very easy and straightforward. Now, let's talk about what kind of model we support for the voices. As I said, you can we provide models for different size of training data. And you can just start with a few dozens or a few hundreds of recorded sentences. It's super easy. And we produce improved models for you when your data sizes increases. So when the data is small, we use an average voice model and adapt the model according to the timbre, the tone of your own voice. And when your data gets larger, we will build the full voice font for you. And let's listen to the samples we built on this custom voice platform.
You can get started with just a few dozens of recorded sentences. Your voice will become more natural as your training data increases.
And next one.
You can easily deploy your voice to Microsoft TDS service and use it in your applications across all platforms.
Another one with more data.
You can create your own branded TDS voice with Microsoft custom voice offerings.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between the voices. And guess how many sentences we used to produce these voices? Well, can just three sentences? That's wild guess. Okay, so for adaptive model, you can start with three and see what you get. We can, based on the data, quality of your data, sometimes you can build a good voice fonts with just 50 sentences. But this voice is built with 500. And the standard one, the sample we just showed, is built of 3,000 sentences. And the next one, the high quality one, is built out of 6,000 recordings. So TDS voice font building is a highly data dependent work. You need to make the training data really high quality. The voice is clear, and you record it in a quiet room so we can build a good TDS voice out of it. For the preview, we support Chinese and English languages, and we will soon expand to all the 48 languages we support for the normal TDS. Next, I will switch to Xiao Zhou, and he will demo to you how to create your voice on our platform and call the API.
Okay. Thanks, Jing. Next, I'm going to demo how easy we can build a customized voice font on our platform with just as the 500 sentences Jing just mentioned before. So we go to customvoice.ai, and we sign in. Then we go to custom voice. Right now it's in a private preview stage. We go to data. And here I already uploaded a couple bunch of WAV files and script for the certain guy. And you can continue to import data by clicking here, and just upload all the recordings you have. And here we show that, for example, this data set has 395 sentences in it. OK, when you get all the data ready, we can go ahead to build a voice font or the voice model. Go to Models and click Create Voice. Just select the locale, give it name, description, and just select the data set you just uploaded. You can multi-select, so you can include more than hundreds of recordings in one models. And when you click Create, it will start a Azure batch job, run in the batch pool, and after a couple hours, your voice is ready. So once you have your model ready, you can create an endpoint for your API to invoke. By clicking here, you can select, this is three voices I already built offline. You can give your endpoint a name and select the voice font you just built, and click Create. It will create an endpoint in real time. And this endpoint looks like this. Basically, it's a HTTP POST endpoint with a voice font name here, which you can specify in your SSML file, and just use a normal HTTP POST to invoke your voice. And this portal also provides a functionality. You can real-time test your voice. So this voice is built with just 500 recordings. And I'm going to hit its endpoint by typing some text here.
Welcome to Build 2018.
OK. And here you just invoke it from the portal. But you will need to integrate with your app. So I'm going to quickly show how to invoke the API from your code. So first, you just as the other cognitive service, you need to purchase a subscription key and use a key to get an access token. And then you just pass the token plus the SSML and give everything to the endpoint. The endpoint will return the WAV file you just requested. So this is my key. I'm going to hide it. And this is the endpoint. And I'm also going to show you the SSML. So the SSML is an XML format of instructions to the endpoint that how you would like the voice to be synthesized. So I just select the voice name I just created, and also the text I want the voice to be synthesized. OK, I'm going to hit it. Start. And run. OK, so WAV file just generate.
Welcome to Build Conference 2018. The longest word in any of the major English language dictionaries is Gnomon Ultramicroscopic Silicovolcanoconiosis.
OK, it even can speak the word it never recognized, at least to me. OK, I think that's all of my part.
Thank you, Xiaozhou. Thank you, Xiaozhou. Let's look at the pricing. So we provide very generous free tier for this text-to-speech and a custom voice service. For training, it's totally free. And it's free for both the free and the paid offering. And if you subscribe for the free trial, you can have 5 million characters in your test. And we can convert that test into audio for you, right? And you can have one model deployed for free. And if you want to deploy it for your product, you have a lot of users and the call counts, a lot of characters to convert into audio. You probably would like to upgrade to a paid offering. Okay. And we are at customvoice.ai. And if you have a phone, I encourage every one of you to just type customvoice.ai, and you can check out the service. You can subscribe the service because we are now in an invited preview stage. So you need to, if you don't have an account yet, you need to sign up in a form and use the Unified Speech Service subscription. You can log on to the portal, Xiaozhou just showed, and get your data, upload your data, train your own voice font. We are in an early release stage, but we already started to work with a lot of customers and partners. And also, we are building ecosystem around text-to-speech. So as one of our partners says, well, now with Microsoft's world-leading text-to-speech technology, we're able to provide the best custom voice building service to our customers. And we are working with this customer to enable their children companion bot to talk in a voice as well. So I look forward to your sign up. Thank you for your listening.
Thank you.